The hustle is bullshit, and so are the memes. And in this episode, you're going to learn why.
My name is Matt Koenig.
And I'm Chris Spear.
And we're part of a new breed of sales and leadership professionals creating a movement
that you've probably never even heard of before.
We're waging war against 50 years of old school thinking through a radical movement filled with people just like you who want to lead the change.
We have to do things differently.
We have to do things smarter.
We have to do things better.
We are the Rockstar Movement.
And these are our stories.
Everybody, we will, rock you.
What's up, Rockstars? Look, today I want to talk to you about these cliches that we hear in business that are supposedly going to make us better, right? A lot of times we say shit in business that is just completely absurd. And today what I want to do is I want to walk you through some of that absurdity and tell you how to avoid falling into the trap of believing some of this stuff. And before I do, I want to share with you a little story. So in 1995, yeah, I'm that old now. 1995, I had a boss who told me, look, I was kind of plateauing and I wanted to make more money. And he said, look, man, if you want to make more money, you need to go out and buy shit. You need to get yourself in a ridiculous amount of debt. Because if you get yourself in a ridiculous amount of debt, you're going to find a way to pay for it. You're going to be internally motivated to pay for it. So go get yourself in debt. Go buy a boat. Go buy a house. Go buy a car. Go finance some furniture. But just rack up the payments because then you won't allow yourself to fail. Now, I was 20 years old. 20 years old. And guess what I did? I failed. 1996, I had a horrible year. I had a car repossessed. Almost lost the home that we bought, defaulted on a bunch of stuff. Hey, it was bad. It was bad. 24 years ago, it was bad. It was the worst advice that I'd gotten. Now I'm going to tell you, fast forward time, I had someone tell me these words: work smarter, not harder. Work smarter, not harder. How many of you have heard that? That's a good saying, right? That's a good saying. Here's another good saying. Warren Buffett saying, the more you learn, the more you earn. Well, that's correct as long as you put the knowledge into action, right? So here's the kicker, though. There are a lot of things out there that are stupid. The latest trend out there is people saying you need to hustle hard. You need to grind it out, right? You need to hustle, man. You need to hustle more. Look, sleep 4 hours, hustle for 20. I'll sleep when I'm dead. Money never sleeps. Have you heard some of these sayings, right? Bell to bell. I'm working bell to bell, baby. That's how you get it done. Real hustlers don't sleep. Real hustlers are making money. They don't rest. I got one question. If you can't enjoy the time, if you can't enjoy the stuff you buy, why in the hell are you hustling? What's the hustle for if not to enjoy the rewards? If not to reap the benefits, why hustle in the first place? I'm going to tell you this, the hustle is bullshit. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. The hustle is bullshit. See, hustling, I'm going to do you one even better. I'm going to pull up the word hustle, the definition of hustle, because I want to read it to you. And that way you can tell me if this sounds like a good thing to do. Ready? Here we go. The definition of hustle: force someone to move hurriedly or unceremoniously in a specific direction, obtain by forceful action or persuasion, a fraud or swindle. Wait, what? Hold on. This can't be right, because the hustle is what everybody's got to do now, right? Like, that's the thing. That's the thing, is the hustle, right? Isn't it? Isn't that what it's all about right now? Aren't we supposed to be all about the hustle? Isn't that the thing? Right? Or is it not? No. See, according to the actual description, the definition of the word, hustle is to force someone to move hurriedly or unceremoniously. Push, roughly, jostle, hurry, bustle. Obtain by forceful action or persuasion, coerce or pressure someone into doing or choosing something. And then below it, it says, don't be hustled into doing anything. Sell aggressively. He hustled his company's oil around the country. Obtain by illicit action. Linda hustled money from men she met. Swindle, cheat. Another informal description, engage in prostitution. Those are verbs. Let's look at the noun, right? The noun's got to be better. Busy movement or activity, the hustle and bustle of big cities. Another noun, fraud or swindle. Now, let me ask you this. If I tell you, you got to hustle, let me replace the word. You need to swindle. You need to swindle hard. Now, what's that sound like? You need to hurry. You need to hurry up. Those sound good? See, this mentality that we've been sharing lately in business about hustling, our need to hustle, every definition of hustle is negative. Nothing about the hustle is positive. Now, I want to be clear here. I'm not saying you shouldn't work hard. I think you should work hard and work smart. I think that's fact. That's my opinion. Now, listen, if you're listening to this and you're saying, well, everything Matt says is 100% what I have to do, well, that's wrong. I'm a human being. Started multiple companies. I've lost my ass on multiple companies too, because you have to lose to win. You have to, well, you don't have to lose to win, but often, you have to risk to win big. And oftentimes that means you come with some losses. I'm okay with that because I've learned from every one of them. But here's one thing I'll tell you. Hard work is respectable. It's valuable. You should work hard for what you have. You should also work smart. They're not mutually exclusive. You can work hard and smart at the same time. But this whole mentality about hustling, when prostitute is a synonym for a hustler, I don't know that, well, frankly, I don't know that anybody wants to be called a whore. I don't know that any amount of money makes it worth being considered on the level with a prostitute. When a synonym for hustle is swindle and cheat, I feel like I don't know how I could consciously say I'm a hustler. If I tell you, go out there, be a hustler, man. Let me shift the word. Go be a swindler, man. Are you as proud of that? There's a poster that says humble hustle, because they both end with an H and E, right? It says, you know, humble and hustle. What if you just put a poster on your wall that says swindle or cheat? See, I don't think you'd put those same posters on your wall. I don't think you'd be as proud of those words on your wall. I don't think you'd be as proud if someone referred to you as a swindler or a cheater. So if you wouldn't be proud of the synonyms of the word, should you celebrate the word? Listen, I know a lot of folks are using the word hustle to replace the word hard work, and they have the best intentions. But your subconscious mind understands what the word's true definition is. So if you're struggling and you feel like I'm hustling hard, why am I not getting the results I want? See, subconsciously your brain is hearing, I'm swindling hard. I'm cheating hard. I'm whoring myself out. I'm hurrying, because hustle also means like busy, hurry, hustle, bustle, you know? So your brain understands that. So even though you might be saying hustle and you're telling yourself it's a positive thing, your brain knows what the word really means. And your brain always wins. Your brain is wired to win. In the book Unfuck Yourself, it's one of the best things I heard. It said, your brain is wired to win. You are wired to win. Your brain will always succeed at what it believes. So if your brain believes that hustling and being a hustler is negative, then no matter how many times you call yourself it and pretend it's about working hard, your brain knows it. Well, it'll win at being a hustler at what it knows the definition to me. And see, the people you do business with, they don't want swindles and scams. So unfortunately, you won't always win with them. Listen, I want to encourage you, work hard, work smart, put in the effort, put in the hours, put in the time needed to be a success. Find a better word to describe yourself. Winner, success, leader, learner, lover, giver, performer, provider, servant, friend, husband, wife, daughter, sister, brother, son, father, mother, aunt, uncle, human being. If you're going to put a label on yourself, label yourself with something positive so that your brain can align and help you win at being that. Listen, the hustle's bullshit. Working hard and working smart, that's something I can get behind, and you should too. Thanks again for tuning in. Listen, no matter where you're at in your business or your life, you're just one moment away from wherever you want to be. Now go out there and make your day and someone else's amazing.